Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we're going to kill that. Okay, family, part two. Now we're back.
Okay,
so
bye.
You were saying, that was totally my fault. All right, so you were saying that it's difficult.
Yeah.
Why do you have to be looked at like that because you want to date a black man?
Well, I was actually asking the question about the head of households. I think it was Andrew who said that the head of household thing is dead. And I agree.
No, that wasn't me.
Oh,
I didn't say
it's
kind of gone. I mean,
no, that was
both
it's
parties,
gone.
There's no sense. See, both parties are contributors, so I don't.
So, like, on the tax form, the head of household idea might be different because, you know, for tax purposes, you know, the female might be the breadwinner. But when it goes, when it comes down to society and when it comes down to the male ego, that's still alive in effect. So it's not a problem. It's not a problem when the roles have reversed. I think a lot of times, and I'm asking, do you find yourself, and be honest, do you find yourself, if you are the breadwinner, hey, why are you getting a large drink when you don't make the money? Like, I need you to get a medium Coke. I can order a large Coke because I make the money.
You.
I make the money, so I can order a large Coke, but you don't make no damn money, so I need you to get that small or that kid size Coke.
But
so
see, why does head of the household? This is Angela speaking. Why does head of the household have to be solely defined by a monetary number? Why can't both of them, the man and the woman, or whatever your relationship is, both make decisions? Why can't they both sit down and make the decisions for the family? Why is that got to be the sole decision? Is that, okay, she makes more money? Because for years, and still we know that men traditionally make more than women, and we've been able to handle that role and still be able to come to the table. When the roles are starting to reverse, is that men are not strong enough to handle that part?
No, we're not. It's ego. I want to be in control. I want to say,
can I get some help here?
I want to say, this is my goddamn house, honey. You don't raise your voice in my goddamn house. I can't say that when I'm out of your house. I can't talk shit to you when the house is your house. You can kick me the hell out.
Why you gotta be talking stuff to me though?
Hold on, cuz. Because sooner or later you gonna say some shit out your mouth that's slick, and I'll be like, hold on. Who the hell you talk to in my house like that? Now I can't do that when I'm in your house. I'm looking around like, okay, I done got my Xbox up in here. I done got my DVDs. I got my shoes. Where am I put all these shoes? He kicked me out. That's in my mind.
Why we can't buy the house together?
What is y'all?
But no,
so,
but Chuck,
why we can't buy the house together?
But no,
that's true. Why can't we buy a house together? Why can't
we
if we get together, we buy a house together?
So you
can't.
You know,
it ain't yours. It ain't mine. It's ours.
The question you had in the beginning was, if you're already established,
have those things already, but I'm willing to, if I met the right person, I would sell my house so we could have a house together.
Yeah, I totally would do that.
So what's the, so again, my question is, if you say that you're willing to do all these things, you have to really think deep. And really look back and identify what's going wrong. Because if you're saying that you're willing to buy a house with someone who isn't necessarily the breadwinner or making as much bread as you, because you asked the question earlier, you know, why is it based off of money? Because it is based off of money. You know,
that's right.
I honestly, You know, because, like, for example, you know,
tape with two hands is going to pull itself apart. It's only one leader. One band, one voice.
It definitely is based on money.
Can't you lead in other areas?
Right. Exactly, but what other areas? What other? So, for example, I think Angela's the one that got all the career fields, right? Real estate agent, media mogul, She's a nurse. She's a CNA. She's a CFO.
You know,
right? So only other area I can leave in if I'm working just like you are, but I'm not making as much money, and. What other area? Only other area I can lead in is in the bed. But then you come home from your.
That's
from
the important area.
But hear me though.
But then you come home from your 10 jobs and you're too tired to have sex. So now I ain't putting it down in the bed because you're so tired. So I ain't getting attention that way. And you're the breadwinner. And you making me get the medium drink instead of the large drink. So I'm inadequate in that way. So I'm inadequate in every aspect of your life. I'm just there. I'm just a figurehead, somebody holding a space.
No, you could make that up in a domesticated capacity.
But I'm working just like you, so I can't come home and clean like you can. I mean, I can't come home and clean like you want me to, because I'm not working just like you are. We're not talking
about
this is Angela.
Now, I don't have all these jobs. These are previous fields that I have mastered, and now I'm a CFO. But
I'm getting ready to say, how are you doing all of that? You're an operation. I'm like, I need to turn it up a bit because I'm like pooped after I get off work.
I mean, you know, but here's my thing, though. I think, and I hear you when you say that, but the way my life works, and you don't have to be able to, you know, when I come home, we might not be able to come home. We might have the event to go to. We might have this to go to or that to go to. What I'm saying is, first of all, we hire somebody to clean the house. That don't have to be an issue for either one of us.
My God.
That's what I'm talking about.
So, I mean, you know, we both
can.
Can
she be Asian, though?
Why can't be a man?
No, because I'm thinking, because I had a recommendation from Larry and them that, you know, this Asian girl do a real good job. Around the house.
he can pick that person out. As long as she don't come in looking like Halle Berry or somebody, and she probably get hired. Now, if she come in looking like Halle Berry, she not going to get a job in my house.
Right. What's nigga didn't have Halle Berry either, but he got some.
But I guess what I'm wondering is we're not looking for Superman. We're just asking for a man that gets that, one, we have a career and that we are progressing in our careers, and that we need someone to complement us in that area. Okay, he doesn't have to be, you know, the CEO or whatever of a company to be with us, but he does need to understand our needs as a woman. He does need to understand our needs as a person, but he needs to be strong enough to stand on his own. I can't make him a man. I can build him up and help him stay where he is in terms of us working together, helping him make the decisions he needs to make and whatever it is that he's doing or whatever. But as a man, he's got to bring that strength on his own, and he's got to bring that drive and that ambition on his own. I can't give him those things. But what I'm saying is I need him to have
them. Hold on.
I agree.
Before anybody else jumps in, we gotta bring the lawyer in, who's also an author, who's also the CEO of a movement. Victoria, how you doing? Good morning.
You know what I'm saying? All these damn jobs.
Thank you. How is
everyone? Pick one. And give me some time. Rub my back. You know what I'm saying? But hey, how you doing, Victoria? I'm sorry.
I'm doing excellent. Thank you so much for inviting me on to the call. I appreciate it.
Michelle, we need some help. They're beating us up.
I think basically from what I've heard thus far, the question on the table is basically towards what women need who are professionals, who are heading up a company maybe in a male-dominated field like myself with being an attorney. And how do we balance?
Hold on, Victoria. Hold on.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Cousin.
I'm here.
Cousin. Was that anywhere near the question that we were talking about? Because this is our problem as getting along with one another. We don't understand one another. We were talking about money. Who's going to earn the money and who's going to tell whom what to do because they got the money? That's what we're talking about. If I get the money, I get the sex. If you get the money over me, then I got to be in the corner on the chill like, yeah, whatever you say.
Victor, can you help us out here? We tried, but we didn't get it.
I need a place to live.
Seriously.
I feel that.
You're going to your man cave with your big TV and watch the game.
Hey, hold on.
Exactly.
Go ahead, Victoria.
My position, the coaching program that I have is basically a program that deals with truth. And so if everyone is living in truth, then I don't have a problem with that. As long as everyone is in agreement and they agree that this is your truth and I can accept that, I want to be in your world with the truth, but I need you to be in my world with my truth. So the levels of maturity and tolerance and sincerity that have to come to the table in order for you to live in any type of environment, regardless of whether it's like, hey, I'm the man, I make the money, I need you to do this, or hey, I'm the woman, I make the money, and I need you to lay it down. Whichever situation it is, so long as both people are living in their truth, because truth has no judgment, so I'm not going to judge my partner and they're not going to judge me, then it's all good. I mean, I don't have a problem with any of that. Now, in my personal situation, I appreciate the mutual benefits that each party can bring to the table, which are all different in every situation. So whatever that other person's benefits are, then bring them. And if that happens to be money, then wonderful. If it happens to be sex, then wonderful. If it happens to be spiritual enlightenment, then wonderful.
Okay. Hello?
That was Angela.
Uh-oh, you gonna cut me? I can't talk now.
So that sounds nice, and I appreciate that, Victoria. But that sounds like you have everything straight. You know, you have your path. You have that understanding, and what you're willing to accept and deal with, but. The reality of it is some people say that, but they don't mean it, and that's when you have the problem. We wouldn't be having a conversation right now if it wasn't a problem in some people's lives and some people's relationships. In reality, and the thing that was going back earlier was about the money and why does money play a part. It doesn't have to play a part if you're really okay with you being the breadwinner and the man not bringing in the dough. Now, what happens is Umar Johnson actually talked about this a few weeks ago, or like a month ago, about the competition and how we compete in our communities, we compete at work, we compete in, you know, day-to-day life to include our relationships. And the question, my wife actually asked me the question, was like, well, how do we compete in our relationships? And, you know, I explained to her, like, she actually thought for a period of time that she was the breadwinner. And that's because I let her think that she was the breadwinner. I was okay with it. Like, I work at home, so I don't go out every day with a suit and tie. So the idea was that she was the breadwinner. And I had the school, like, look, you know, I've seen things from you to show me that you compete with me in regards to you thinking that you were the breadwinner. So that coke joke that I made earlier today about picking the medium over the log, that happened to me. I'm like, yo, how you gonna ask me? Yo, how you gonna suggest to me to get the medium drink instead of the large drink because it happened to me. And because she thought that she was a breadwinner. So it,
how
it
do
got
you think you're the breadwinner? I don't understand that.
Yeah, I'm a little confused on that one.
Me too. Money is money. You see what money comes in and out. I don't understand.
But y'all are married, so it's all the same money.
Right.
So why y'all both can't get the million?
Check this out. That sounds nice. Again, like I said, all these things sound nice, but the reality of it is the way people act is something totally different.
And that's
you
where
say, you
that's
can
where
say
my,
that it's
my
okay. Question. Go ahead.
Yeah, and that's where the belief systems that we all have been indoctrinated into
right.
since childhood come in, and that's where we have to start really unwinding and dissecting why we believe certain things, because it's our belief systems that then therefore make feel certain ways and have certain perceptions. If you can perceive something differently, then you can feel differently about it, and you can act differently in your relationships. Because
right.
when we get all these perceptions and all these systems involved in our marital relationships, we're almost setting ourselves up for failure, because the belief system has more to do with how we act than our true nature. When none of us are in our true organic nature. And that's what I try to teach. That's what I try to coach, because a lot of this stuff, yeah, it doesn't have to be in theory. It can actually be in real life and work on a daily basis. I know, because I live it. I live the principles that came out of my organic system, so I know that they work. And if you want them to work, they will work. If you want the belief system that you were indoctrinated into in this society, on this planet, to work, then that'll work for you. And you get nothing but chaos.
And that's the point that I'm making. Is, for example, let me answer the question about how did she think that she made the most money. On paper, I made the most money. And then my bills come out of my paycheck prior to my paycheck in my account. So the car payments, meaning plural, meaning two, meaning hers and mine, came out prior to the money hitting the account. The life insurance come out before my paycheck hit the account. So all the major bills are paid prior to the money hitting the account. Then once the money hit the account and her money is higher than mine, the thought at first was, oh, wow, I make more money than he does. But the reality of it was the liquid cash was greater, but the bills were paid for a price. So I had to remind her. And ever since then, we didn't have any problems.
I wouldn't see it that way, because I'm in finance, so I just wouldn't see it that
way. Yeah, but, you know, but I think that's where both of y'all were lacking, because there should have been an understanding between both of you of what was coming out of the household. So if she had a better understanding of the finances, then y'all wouldn't have had this conversation.
So check it. It was a temporary thing. Hold on, real quick. It was a temporary thing.
Okay.
It wasn't a big deal, but for me, it was a point. It was a light in the fact that for a second, that surfaced. That competition surfaced. Like, you know, how dare you? Like, again, this wasn't a major blow up. You know, so this is a competition that people have in their relationships. When they lose it for a second, when you forget the foundation of the relationship, and when other things start to surface, like Victoria's talking about, when you start forgetting the beliefs, when you start forgetting those foundations, those fundamentals, that's when things like this are allowed to creep into play. Now, again, she handles most of the finances, so she knows everything that's going in and out. But for a second, she forgot what the reality of it was. And then I had to bring it back in, like, whoa, you know, no, that's not the case. And then she was, oh, you know what? You're right. I'm sorry. I wasn't even thinking. Because for a second, she was up there, like, yeah, I'm the ish. And I think at the time she got a promotion and stuff like that, so she was really on, you know, up on that pedestal. And I put her there, you know. I took out to dinner and celebrated a promotion, and I cheered her on, and yeah, you the ish girl, blah 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 blah. So for a second she lost her way, but we got it back. But that happens on greater scales, and that's why I asked earlier, what do you do in your relationships? Do you find yourself constantly trying to treat the man and, no, don't worry about it, I got it, or like Levon said earlier, do you allow him to be the man? And
well,
even if you're the breadwinner, sometimes you can make it seem like he's doing everything.
Before anyone jumps in, I want to build on that because this will all bring together, trust me. And I want to go directly to Kimo. So, Kimo.
Yes?
In the relationship, what is the prize? You or the relationship?
Steve Harvey.
I'm sorry, say that again.
In a relationship, what is the prize? You or the relationship?
The relationship.
Don't say it like that, because a lot of people don't.
I'm the prize, damn it. You getting all this.
Know.
I'm the CFO.
I know where you're going with this because you know me very well.
Okay. So we'll talk about my last relationship.
Mm-hmm. I did date someone that didn't make as much money as I did. As a matter of fact, he made a significant, a whole lot less money than I did.
That's why
he was a lot less. He was not on the same level or whatever. But I had this where my brother says, I can fix up things.
Listen to your brother.
My brother was like, stop trying to fix up a man. If a man isn't where he's supposed to be at a certain age, you can't fix him. You can't dust him off and, you know, shine him up and make him what he's not.
I'm going to have to go to your brother on that one. I agree with that. So I did try to do that
because I feel like, well, so let me be very honest, everyone at my level is white. We have one black guy in my company that's at my level. He's married to a white woman. Married at that.
Ooh.
Let me go ahead and answer right here. But everyone that's at my level, that's a director and C-level, or even at management level, which I can't do that anyway because I would lose my job, but anyone, you know, at my level and above, they're all white, and they're all men. I'm the only woman, and I'm black. And then when we interact with other companies, that I'm just being honest, in my field, when I interact and go to different, you know, conventions and things like that, it's the same thing. I never see very many. It's black men that are there, they're already married. At my
what
age,
do you think
anyway. I'm 45 and above. I don't know where everybody else is in life, but I'm...
I'm not that far from there.
I'm 47 years old. And my pickings are slim. Like,
but hold on.
Unless I want to date a white man.
Most of them are already married, or they're already settled, or whatever.
And the only ones that are single, they're not black. At least in my what I'm seeing, they're not black, or they're not looking for someone that's black, not a black woman.
Was that a shot at the homosexuality? What was that?
That's another thing.
They're probably looking for the non-white, the non-black kid.
That's why I started being like a bag of Skittles here. I'm just going to date the rainbow. I just can't. If I sit and wait and hope with the hope that I'm going to finally get that one black man that's not already married, that's at my level or whatever, then I'll be by myself because I'm 47 years old.
And then we're going to get those looks. Why she with him?
Right. But I,
you
where
know
what
were
I'm
you at when I was single?
Yes. That's the truth. And then even the ones that are at our level that are black, they have this.
They don't date us.
They don't date us.
They don't date us.
For some strange reason, and I don't know why, black men, when they get to a certain level, put white women at a high level, and I don't understand that. Like,
yeah, I'm with you on that one.
Your pride should be a black woman that stood by your ass when you didn't have shit. That's how I
Oh, my gosh. Whoa.
Oh, my.
You know, this whole thing is just your turn. The whole time we talking, she was avoiding curse words. Now, all of a sudden, she's talking about black guys being white women all fancy. She's on the mark. We need to stop
but,
that.
So,
because
energy,
it's not the black woman. It's not
that's
the white woman's fault.
That's my frustration.
No, it's the black man's fault.
It ain't nobody's
it
fault.
It is.
It's not the black man's fault.
And then
when
we try to
get
one, we try to give one and kind of
shine
him up, still
kill us.
I don't know
what it is. See, that's the thing about it. You're talking about shine him up like he a freaking bowling ball or something like that. No, that's
right.
A man. You don't shine a man up.
Well, and
move
in some cases you do. Because in the circles we travel in, you know, we have functions and things to go to. They got to be in a suit. They got to be in a tux. They have to look a certain way. And I know that's where she's going with that because you can't show up with the Joe and sneakers. Everybody looking at, then they're all looking at her crazy. Because when you go to these functions, it does determine if you're going to go to the next level. You can't just do the best work that you can do when you're in the career fields that we're in. You also got to do that networking, that socializing, that, you know, you have to show them that, hey, I'm, you know, all around okay, I'm good. Because when you show up to these functions, everybody's looking at who's on your arm.
Okay, hold on. Victoria. Victoria?
Yes, I'm here, yes.
You got yourself a nice chocolate man. Now, how'd you find him?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know if y'all want to hear this.
I said that because...
Go ahead, Victoria. We're looking for some tips.
Hold on. Victoria likes
okay,
it. She's the only light-skinned one on the panel today. So she got herself a nice brown man, and I'm trying to figure out how that happened. How that happened, Victoria?
Okay, well, first I had to kiss a lot of frogs to get to my prince, of course.
But you didn't stop.
I didn't stop. I'm 45 years old. And I got to a point a couple of years ago after my third marriage that I said, that's it. It's time for me to live my truth. It's time for me to find out what's really going on inside of me and stop lying to myself. That was stage number one. And so I had to deal with the demons from my childhood and my past in order for me to get the beautiful, precious, handsome, Superman man we have today. But it only came after I started really unearthing what was going on inside of me. And once I started doing that, that's what led me to write my book called I, Comfortable Victim. And it's the story of my life as a survivor of childhood sexual abuse, but told through a fictional lens. When I wrote that book, I realized that I needed a coach. Well, I hired my very first personal coach who helped me to understand exactly even more what I was going through. From that experience of knowing her, she had what was called the Black Women Millionaire Live event in Dallas. I went to that event, and all this whole time I was working on myself, realizing that if I really wanted to have that man that I had dreamt of in my life, I had to be the person that I dreamed of for me. That he was not going to come until I had gotten my heart right, until I started understanding who I was. And so I started that whole process, and I ended up meeting my mate. And he was her cousin, my coach. He was close to 40. So out of that whole situation is where I realized if I'm just in my lane doing my thing, and I'm just worried about making sure that I'm spiritually, emotionally, and financially stable than the person that's supposed to be with me is going to come. So I ended up, we invited me to North Carolina for Thanksgiving. And I got in my car, my Mercedes, and I said, you know what, I can do that. I didn't have any plans. I drove to North Carolina for Thanksgiving. 5 days later, he's driving back to Texas with me, and we're together today.
Hold on, Victoria. Congratulations on all that. But, you know, the plug for the book was cool, but you had to plug Mercedes, too. How you going to plug Mercedes? Hey, man, you know that, homie? We don't want you. We don't say no something like that unless we get paid.
Well, I mean, it's not a big deal. I'm just saying you're using it as to just, you know, help the story out. I'm just saying I could do that. The point of my statement was that somebody told me, you get in a car and drive, just come look at me. And I'm like, no problem doing that. I drove 10 hours. That's the kind of woman that I am. But the thing is, if she wants something great, you got to do something great. And at that time in my life, I was doing something great. And I knew that it was going to take to get something great. And so I took it in a lot of for like, oh, my gosh, you got to call yourself 20 hours by yourself. Well, yeah, I did. And I'll do it again if I have to. Because I'm that one person, whatever.
Hold on one second. Timo.
Yes?
Timo, you hear that? You hear that? I can't get your ass to drive across town. That's all I have to say.
That's because he knows me too well. We have a history.
Exactly.
But
we've been friends for a very long time. That's all.
Yes.
All right. So now, Angela, back to you.
Oh, mercy.
No. I understand what you're saying. I understand that the cat that's with you has to be trimmed and proper and polished, without a doubt. You're absolutely right. You do have to do those networking events. You do have to be a part of that if you want to continue to grow and within the confines of the structure that you're in right now. And that's cool. I don't think Cuzzo nor I disagree with any of that. The question that we have, and I led with this a little while earlier, was what's the most important thing, you or the relationship? If it's that, then do we not then start to create that space for someone, as Victoria just said, to come into and to take that ride with us? It may take kissing a lot of frogs. It may take a lot of no's, but it's always worth it when you get that yes. It's like, you're selling yourself. You're literally selling yourself. At the end of the day, that's what you're doing. You're selling yourself to form a union with someone who will be there with you and for you as you start to build a legacy, not only for you two, but for those that you leave, those that are left behind when you all transition on. That's never going to work. Well, it's not always. Hold on, cousin. Go ahead.
You know, I absolutely agree with her, and I did that, and I'm doing that part because I do agree you do have to get to that point of self-reflection where you're making sure that you're good with you because you can't ask someone to step into your life and be in your life when you're not even in your life. And so I absolutely agree that that is very, very necessary. That is crucial and the very first thing that you have to do. But at the same time, what I'm finding is once you get to a certain age, because I'm not, you know, I'm just about 3 years younger than Kima, that you have an established pattern where you are so used to doing for yourself and taking care of yourself that sometimes you do have to step back and say, hold on a minute. Am I being too pushy? Am I being too demanding? Because you brothers are getting a little tempted, getting a little timid, and your egos are easily bruised. And so we do have to step back. I'm not willing to step all the way back, but I am willing to give you a little bit more. I'm willing to step aside and give you a little bit more leeway to do it. For me, I think both are important, me and the relationship, because I'm going to be in the relationship. So I don't know how you separate the two. I think they're both as important because I want someone that is comfortable with who they are as a man, that brings to the table the same comfort level that I have with myself. Because, you know, as has previously been stated, you can't raise anybody. They are who they are, and that is who they are. You're just asking them to put their best foot forward for your particular situation.
I concur with that. But see, the thing that I would like to stress is, please remember, ladies, we don't know who we are until we meet you.
Let me finish the statement.
Meaning, men are very basic. There's only but so much we're going to do for us.
Right.
It's when we find you that we start to go, okay, I need to set my game. I need to do more. And I will be more because I want to make sure that she's taken care of, that she's good. So that's what I meant by we don't know who we are until we meet you.
But that's what we're saying. We kind of want you to go ahead and do that step up before we come along. So we can just
nobody has to encourage me to want anything. I encourage myself. No one has to tell me who I am or what I want to be. I already know that.
But we're different.
I don't understand what
we're
the same is not.
But we're different. Men and women are different.
That's
the part
of I have to do that for. I can't do it for everyone. I have children I have to do that for. I have people that work underneath me I have to do that for. Now I have to do it in a relationship, too, and make him want to do those same things?
Yes.
That's See, and that's where the problem comes. Because when we've done that all day, we don't want to come home and do that all night.
I don't want to come home and have to keep doing the same. I want to go home and have someone that's on the same level as I am. And
when I have
a bad time, and I have a bad day, he can encourage me and say, baby, it's okay. Not me always having to come home and do what I do all day at work, which is encourage everybody else. All 45 of the people that work under me, they come home and have to encourage the four kids that I have. Then I got to come home and encourage my man, too. Who's encouraging me?
Yes.
Who's encouraging me? You do
have to come home and encourage your man sometimes.
That's too much work.
And that's why you're going to be single.
I'm not doing all that back on work. Why does he have to put in any effort? Why does a woman have to put in all the effort?
Exactly. So check this out. We can't talk about a man that doesn't exist right now. Like, you don't have that example in your face to say, okay, I'm with this man and he's not doing X, Y, Z. There are men out there who will encourage you and who will build you up and motivate you, yada, yada, yada. But you, to answer your question, yes, you have to be willing to be the same. Because guess what? If you have a man in your life and he's actually in your life and is better in your life, he's going to be there for the same kids that you're there for. So if he's there for your kids and he's motivating your kids and he's, you know, cleaning the house and yada, 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 and you can't motivate him just like he motivated you. You want to be treated a certain kind of way. You want to be coddled. Men want the same thing sometimes. Not maybe not as much, but sometimes. And you should.
Well,
I get it.
If it's both of us doing it for each other. But now when it's seeming like it's one sided, and I'm the one doing all of it, and I'm the one making sure that you stay encouraged. But then I'm singled out by myself, and I just have to keep encouraging myself and getting through whatever I go through by myself.
But that was never my suggestion. My suggestion and my statement was totally about us needing to understand better who we can be because of you. That's
for
it.
You.
And Cousin's point was you need to put in that effort. No, not all the time. it needs to be reciprocal. We need to uplift one another all the time. At every turn, we need to uplift one another. And that, again, goes back to the question I asked earlier, what's more important, us or the relationship? If the relationship is the most important thing, you never tire because you understand that no matter what else you do, you still have to put work in there. No matter what else have going on, you still have to put work in there. So at the end of the day, when you are exhausted, when you are just beat, the world is totally against you, but your significant other, be it your woman for us men, be it your man for you women, or whomever you decide to coalesce with, walks through that door, and you see that look on their face, you know them, and you're like, yeah, I got to put my shit down for a minute because they need me a little more than I need them right now. And there's nothing wrong with that. But to your point, if it's always coming from you and never reverbing coming back to you, yeah, that's a problem. You need to get out of that. You, just like Victoria did with her last husband. You bounce. Like, yo, I got to go. This ain't working. That shit ain't working. And most people don't have the intestinal fortitude enough to do that. Most people don't have the intestinal fortitude to say, yo, you know what? We've talked. Nothing's changed. Let's talk again. Nothing's changed. Hey, man, we got to do something different. We got to do something different because
we know some of these people on this panel have no problem with doing that at all.
Oh, yeah.
I ain't pointing no fingers at least long at that, but
because I will cut your ass in the heartbeat. Be like, yo, look, check this out, bro. I didn't say it. Maybe you didn't hear it the first time. I'm not the greatest communicator. That's cool, but I'm gonna come to you again with the same shit. Now, if you don't pay attention to that the second time, that's on you, dog. I done told you twice. Now that's telling me that you absolutely don't get it, or you don't care. And if you don't get it at this stage in life, that's a problem. And if you don't care, that's most definitely a problem. I'm cool. I can take a hit. I'm good.
So I have a question for the panel.
Make it quick. We got 10 minutes left.
All right, check this out. So, Angela, your last relationship, who ended the relationship?
I did.
Okay. Were you, like, abused in a relationship, like physically abused?
No.
Was he cheating on you?
No.
Okay.
It just wasn't going nowhere.
Huh?
It just wasn't going nowhere. Keep it moving,
cousin. But that's the point. I mean...
What happened is we couldn't bridge that barrier because he made less money than me.
All right, we just got some money. Go ahead.
Yeah, but that's what happened. And I felt like he was having to change and adjust to be in my world.
And
you know, he wasn't used to doing, you know, the social networking and all of that. He didn't really want to do all of that. He would have, but he hated it.
Okay. I went through the same thing with the last one I was in.
All right, so
why do I need to make him feel uncomfortable for him to be with me? Because that's a part of my world. I'm not changing that part.
Because the prize
the
is
I
the
wanted
relationship.
To,
because
yeah,
the
but
prize
the things
okay.
I wanted
is
to
the
do,
relationship.
Well, no,
but the things I wanted to do, like I tried to expose him to new things. He hated it. So what am I supposed to do?
But here's what
I tried to. I tried so hard. I mean, we went to a baseball game. We went to a baseball game with the owner of my company and all the C-levels. And all I asked him was to take the lollipop out of his mouth before he got
what?
Here. Yes.
Oh, come on, man. No.
He got
more.
So
go ahead,
mad at me. He got so angry with me over it. I'm not changing just because you want to look a certain way in front of your peers or whatever. And so I actually took his ticket and left him out there because I did not want him to go up there with our seat with a sucker in his mouth like a 5-year-old with people that I have to report to. that I actually work for. I just felt like, you know, I.
But those same people can probably get pissy drunk. But those same people can probably get pissy drunk at the baseball game and stumble all over the place, and that's
okay. Can you wait till they're pissy drunk to do that? Can you wait till they're pissy drunk to throw a lollipop in your mouth? You got to go in there straight up and nobody.
Oh, my gosh.
But
the thing about it is, you know, we're black, so our standard is different. It doesn't matter if the white guy gets pissy drunk and shows out, but if the black woman does it, oh my goodness, it's like a cardinal sin.
Yes, it is.
So the standards is different, and so
yes, it is.
I mean, we don't like it, but that's what it is.
But you're talking about a lollipop at a baseball game. We're not talking about a lollipop at a black
But
child.
Why he wouldn't just take it out?
All I asked him was just please take the lollipop out of your mouth before we go into the suite. That's
all
one
lollipop. No.
Maybe that was,
he took her ticket.
Maybe that was all he had to eat that day because she was working her 10 jobs. Look, man.
He could have ate in the suite.
We
had in the suite.
They had food in the suite.
Hey, go ahead.
They had food in the suite. If he had been there, he would have known that.
I want to thank everybody.
You want to go in there with a blowpop in your mouth like a little kid, and I'm like, can you just take the lollipop out your mouth, please, before we go in there? And he got so mad, and I'm not going to pretend I'm anybody else, but it just turned into that, and I'm like, it has nothing to do with that. I have to work with these people, and you don't understand what it's like to, first of all, I'm the only black woman that's at the level that I'm at, and I have, you just, He just didn't get it.
Did you have any regrets in that relationship with him?
Yeah, that I went into it in the first place.
Okay, then he was the one then. Then you did the right thing. He wasn't the one, and you need to be fine. I mean, you did the right thing.
All right, ladies.
Ladies,
we appreciate y'all coming
ladies
on. We got to close
thank
the show down.
Thank you, Victoria. Victoria, I need to talk to you too. I'll call you shortly. But everyone, this was definitely everything that we thought it was going to be, plus more. Definitely got to do it again. Cuzzo, have a great weekend, family. You all be good. You all be safe. And as we always say, if it's Saturday morning, we are keeping it real. Peace.